Today's Radio Rotary program is dedicated to the memory of Rotarian Linda Greenblatt of the Red Hook Rotary Club.
Hi, this is Kathy Kruger.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
Welcome to another edition of Radio Rotary, sponsored by local Rotarians, your friends dedicated to service.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People sharing ways to improve your life.
And Jonah, today we'll be talking with Mike Carber about the great work of the Mark Foundation.
Well, Mike, welcome to Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
Good to see you again. Good. So for those who may not know, what is the Mark Foundation? What do those initials Mark stand for?
Well, it is rumored that Mark stands for the Mid-Hudson Alcohol Recovery Centers.
Yeah.
But we are just a foundation that raises money to support recovery-based causes. So we don't actually own or operate any centers themselves.
Right. But you raise the funds that are used to such good effect for not just alcohol addiction, but other addictions. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is.
All right.
We support organizations that have programs in across the board.
Now, we're talking about
alcohol, gambling.
Gambling as well. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how big a problem is this in the Hudson Valley? I mean, you know, I don't think there's anyone listening to this show who doesn't know somebody who's got either an alcohol problem or a drug problem. I may have even lost people to that kind of thing. But how big a problem do we think it is, Mike Carber?
Well, I mean, from my perspective, it's huge.
Yes.
So it is a dirty secret still, even in this day and age, you know, when you have somebody in the family that has a problem.
Which is just so sad that stigma is still there, you know.
Yeah. And then, you know, heroin has made a big comeback. Laced with this fentanyl stuff,
yes,
which is just killing people. And they know that it's in there, and it's almost like it's part of the thrill to go get it and see how far you can be pushed to your limit.
Yeah, this is something I find confusing. The business model. I mean, I thought, you know, in the old days when you saw movies about heroin addiction in the 50s, you know, they would try and hook people into heroin and have a lifelong addiction problem, so they kept coming back with the money. But by lacing it with fentanyl, people are dying on the first or second try. How does this make any sense to the drug pusher? I mean, and why, you know, what is it about? Does it give a better high? Does it stretch out the heroin? I mean, what does it do?
I personally have never done it. Thank God.
Thank God.
Right.
And I've never been a pusher. Okay, but there is unfortunately an unlimited supply of customers.
Yeah.
And it is part of the mentality. You know, we don't have to get into a deep-seated, I'm not a professional psychologist, but I can tell you from my experience that part of the psychology of people who pick up is they are unconsciously, some of them, trying to kill themselves.
Oh, boy.
Without actually doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And then the thrill of not knowing what you're getting, you know, and the ego of, well, I'm stronger than that person. Well, I know how to do it better than that person who did it wrong. The denial is just off the charts. You know, if you're one of us that is a active drug addict or alcoholic, you're going to get your stuff no matter what, no matter what the danger, no matter what the risk, no matter what harm you may do other people. That craving and compulsion and obsession is just going to overwhelm you unless you're lucky enough to get treatment.
I had a very close relative who became an alcoholic during World War II, an older relative. And he used to tell me and my cousins, boys, I'm one drink away from the gutter. And this is a man who didn't touch alcohol for decades. He could tell you to the minute when he had his last drink, how many months, how many years, how many days, how many, whatever. And he always said he was only one drink away from the gutter. He couldn't even trust himself for that one drink. Is this what we're talking about, Mike?
It is. It is exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about the phenomenon of craving.
Mm-hmm. But and that's the important thing, though. But it is a disease. It's an illness, and that's when you were saying that's why it shouldn't be a stigma. It should be considered an illness. It should be considered a disease, and it shouldn't be something that people should be ashamed of. You know, that's what's so sad, I think, is that we still are looking at it the wrong way. You know, which is why we need people like you at the Mark Foundation, right? Exactly.
Yeah. So what are some of the organizations besides Mark itself, Mid-Hudson Addiction Recovery or Alcohol Recovery, and besides Mark itself that the Mark Foundation supports? What kind of programs do you support?
Our primary beneficiary is, or the one who does the most with the money we give them is now called Mental Health America. Mm-hmm. If you had a 7-hour show, we can explain how the Mark Agency used to be part of the related to the Mark Foundation, and then the Mark Agency became MHA, but you don't have enough time for it. So take my word for it.
I will.
There is now an organization called Mental Health America of Dutchess County, operating at a 253 Mansion Street in Poughkeepsie, that runs programs including but not limited to the Bulger House, which is a halfway house for people coming out of rehab for men. The Florence Manor, which is a halfway house for women coming out of recovery to try to get back into things. The Crisis Center, the Stabilization Center. They now have veterans programs. They have programs for single mothers. And they predominantly provide further treatment and education, but housing, transitional housing, where you go from the facility to somewhere you can get your life together to you can get back in the flow, back in the game, as it were.
And
shout out to the veterans, because there's, I live in Pleasant Valley, so we've got to shout out. There's a new veterans counseling center right here in Pleasant Valley on Route 444. So right. I've got to do a shout out to that, because we're very proud that it's right here in Pleasant Valley. So I'm thrilled. Yeah. So. Yeah,
Our guest on Radio Rotary is Mike Carver. We're talking about the great work of the Mark Foundation, trying to help people who find themselves in the throes of some kind of addiction, gambling, alcohol, drugs. Mike, if people want to know just how devastating drug addiction can be, or any kind of addiction, they can visit the Memorial Garden that you folks set up. Tell us about that. And you'll see a number of bricks there, a number of names, including one name that my wife and I bought a brick for. It's just unbelievable. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, so it was inspired by a lady from across the river who did one of these all on her own. It's a memorial to bring attention. Again, it's all about awareness, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we talked about the stigma, but there is great progress through education and media and people like you and me and whatever else, getting the word out there about, you know, what we're really dealing with. So this lady across the river, who I'm trying to remember her name, I'm sorry, maybe I'll remember during the break.
All right.
She started one on her own where she got permission from the politicians in Orange County to pick this area to put up these fences so that people could put a lock on the fence in memory of someone who had died of an overdose or committed suicide. Because suicide is also, of course, an epidemic.
Right.
The idea of the lock is, you know, even though they're gone, they still have a lock on our hearts.
Ah, mm-hmm.
So we just took it, you know, to the next level. The lady from Gold's Gym was over generous in giving us the land and the freedom to do what we needed to do. So we're right between Gold's Gym and the rail trail, and they maintain it. And you can buy a brick. You can put a lock on the thing. You don't have to buy a lot. You know, you can go on Amazon or any number of 1,000 sites to get one custom made in memory of your loved one. And just put it on to let people know and let yourself know that these people are not forgotten.
And we're going to find out more about how to purchase a brick or a lock for the Memorial Garden, and also the great work of the Mark Foundation, from our terrific guest, Mike Carver, after Kathy Kruger tells us who sponsors Radio Rotary this week.
We are sponsored by Salisbury Bank, Third Eye Associates, Hunt and Harvest Caterers, and by the Rotary Clubs of Brewster, Carmel, Goshen, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Liberty, Millbrook, Nanuet, Greater Newburg, and New City, New York.
I'll be back with more of Radio Rotary right after these important messages, so stay tuned.
Are there wedding bells in your future? Hi, this is Rotarian Cindy Kish. Hunt and Harvest is a full-service catering company covering the Hudson Valley, Connecticut, the Berkshires, New York City, and beyond. Although we specialize in wedding celebrations, we are also available for all of your special occasions. We recently opened Hunt and Harvest Provisions, a place where you can purchase our handmade products, prepared meals, and desserts, as well as specialty grocery items. We are conveniently located in the village of Millbrook at 18 Washington Avenue. Contact us today at provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com. That's provisions.hunt.harvest@gmail.com.
Don't let mental health stigma keep you from living your best life. This is Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County, and there is help. Did you know that 25% of the population deal with anxiety or depression? That's a lot of people. You're not alone. If you have the flu, you would call your doctor. Let's start doing the same when it comes to your mental health. It's time to get on the path to mental wellness. Contact Mental Health America of Dutchess County at 845-473-2500. Let us help you live your best life.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ. And there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, this is Tony Marmo from Norman Staffing, and we've been bringing together employers and job seekers since 1980. If you're an employer and have job vacancies, let Norman Staffing help fill them with permanent or temporary workers. We screen, interview, and recommend the best candidates for your company. We make the employment process easier and faster for you. Please call Norman Staffing for your employment needs at 338-9111, 338-9111, or normanstaffing.com.
Salisbury Bank is your friendly hometown bank with 14 branches throughout the tri-state area.
Salisbury Bank offers personal and business banking, mortgages, and commercial loans.
Salisbury Bank is your local community bank with local decision making and high service. Your local bank for all of your local needs.
Salisbury Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Salisbury Bank, because where you bank matters.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Treebwasser. My usual co-host, Sarah O'Connell-Clater, is away this week. But we have the producer, the fabulous Kathy Kruger on the mic. Hi, Kathy.
Hi there, Jonah. Thanks for saying that.
Well, it's true. And just to show you how fabulous you are, you've booked another fabulous guest. Why don't you introduce our guest today?
We have Mike Carber here from the Mark Foundation. And you know, it's upbeat because he's talking about the Mark Foundation. And it's a very serious topic. Because it's sad to talk about, you know, the trauma. I want to say the trauma of drug overdoses and how drugs and alcohol affect our life. But the work he's doing is just fantastic. So it's an upbeat conversation.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
Mike brings us hope that maybe we can make a dent into alcohol and drug addiction.
Maybe. Not maybe. He is making a dent.
All right. And we're going to find out more. Mike, welcome back to the second part of Radio Rotary. You were telling us before the break about the Memorial Garden. Remind people what that's all about and give us your website in case they want to buy a brick or a lock.
So you can get much more concise information than what you hear from me here on the website, which is Mark, MARC-foundation.org.
One more time, Mike.
Mark, MARC-foundation.org.
And folks at home, get a pencil and paper. Our great guest, Mike Carber, will repeat that at least two more times before the end of the program. So they go on the website and they're interested in memorializing a lost loved one or just want to honor you and the great work you do by buying a brick. How do they go about that? Where on the website will they find it?
So once you get on the homepage, there are easy to use buttons right there. There's one for the luncheon. There's one for the bowling tournament. There's one for what we do as a description, the annual day of golf. And right there, right in the middle is the drug overdose memorial. You can click the learn more and it'll bring you right to the form to order a brick in memory of a loved one. We just commissioned the construction company to expand it. It's been so successful, we have to expand it to allow room for more bricks.
Well, that's great. That's terrific.
I mean, it's successful and we're happy.
Yeah,
about
I know what you mean. Yeah.
People are buying bricks because people died, but you get the message.
Well, maybe before you fill up again, we'll have people buying bricks to celebrate the end of drug abuse. Now, you talk about a luncheon coming up. Give us those details.
Right. So, I am not being falsely modest, but you keep saying all the work that I'm doing. I am the only reason that I am here talking to you is because everybody else is busy actually working on stuff for the Mark Foundation. And I'm a salesman. They figure I got the gift to give.
Okay. Right.
So our next big event is on May 18th at what is now called Restaurant 6 at Curry Estates, formerly the La Chambord.
All right.
And the theme this year is the joy of living. If you know anything about recovery, that is right out of one of the books. The Joy of Living is the theme of this stuff. But, you know, last year was pretty heavy because we had the overdose memorial. We had people who had committed suicide and died as a result. And we honored them and we raised a lot of money. This year, we want to stress the results, how people are doing well. And our honoree, Bill Hogan, is in the Dutchess County Hall of Fame, if there was one, for people who have done service work in this field. So I'm very excited about that. We'll have a speaker, we'll have him, we'll have an auction, and I'm going to beat a lot of people up to buy tables.
All right. So give us the date and time again and the website again.
So again, it is mark-foundation.org, MARC-foundation.org. The date is May 18th, which I believe is a Thursday.
Thursday, yeah.
In Fishkill at the Restaurant 6 at Curry Estates. I believe it's going to be from 1 to 4. At least that's how we have it booked right now. And it's going to be, last year's was very successful. This year, we're going to do even better.
I love it there. My daughter got married there, so it's beautiful. And like you said, it's a celebration. You talked about the Chemical Dependency Crisis Center, Florence Manor, Bulger House. And I love the Bulger House because those guys always helped us move the books from our library to our, our town hall when we had our library book sales. And I believe you talked about, did you talk about the Joseph House?
I didn't mention it specifically, but yes, that Joseph House is actually its own entity, St. Joe's. And what we do with them is the lady who runs it is tremendous. And so we sponsor a scholarship, as it were. A resident there who is getting ready to transition back out into the real world can qualify based on certain things if they do what they're supposed to do and show a little initiative, then get up to $500 for, say, they need clothing, they need training, they need it. Most of them need a down payment on an apartment or something like that, and we take care of that with them.
Now, in order to take care of all these wonderful programs, besides your luncheon coming up, you also have a golf tournament. Tell us about that.
We do. We have a golf tournament. I think I mentioned before, this year, I am trying to get these special golf balls that you cannot lose.
I'll put that to the test.
Yeah.
The golf tournament.
Do they also float and not sink?
They do.
Because I've made many a contribution to these little ponds that they have short of the green.
Right. Yes. It's, I have a friend, Sully, who sometimes goes hunting for golf balls and comes up with thousands of them. So in any case, the golf tournament is August 18th. At the Beekman Golf Club, it is the Tom Gannon and Andrews Day of Golf. That's how we refer to it. And all the information is right there, and there'll be more coming.
And in the sports modality, you also have a bowling tournament coming up.
Oh, my God, you can't believe it. Yes. So that's our buddy. There are some young people on this board now, thank God. I just have to tell you real quick. When I was asked to join, I said, I don't know why. I have no experience, and I'm still going to give you money. So, you don't really need me. And they said, we need younger people.
There you go.
At the time, I was 60.
Okay. And that was last year, right, Mike?
Right.
No, it was a while.
You can't tell on radio, but Mike's a very young-looking guy.
Yes, he is.
I am. I'm well-preserved. So we have but we have some young, energetic, intelligent, Victoria Manning and her brother Vincenzo, Kristen, I don't want to forget anybody, Megan, they just do, you know what I mean? Like, they don't sit around and talk about it. Oh, I'm too busy. Mike Finelli, the president, he's so busy, he couldn't even be here today. They are people of action. It's exhausting just to watch them do what they do.
They should be Rotarians.
Yeah, that's one of our themes.
That's our theme. People of action. Yeah.
That's why we love to have you guys on the radio.
Yeah.
Because you are taking action to help people. So, Mike, what got you personally interested in that somebody twisted your arm to join Mark and help other people?
Well, I've been involved in recovery one way or another, without getting into any detail for the last 35 years in Dutchess County. I know a lot of people who have died or struggled, but I know many, many people who are unbelievable examples of men and women, who are just contributing to society on a daily basis as a result of these programs.
Can I ask a personal question? To be on the board or to be involved in Mark, do you need to have any personal experience with?
No.
Okay.
No, you just need to have the energy and the willingness to serve. It's all about service.
It's all about service. Okay. Wonderful.
You know, folks at home, when you help someone who's in need of recovery, you help yourself. Because let's face it, we live in a rural area. There's not a lot of public transportation. We know the scourge of drunk driving, and it is a sickness, but it's a sickness that can only affect the person who gets involved. It can devastate a family if you have a drug addict in the family. It could kill people if you got a drunk behind the wheel. It helps if you help people like Mike Carver and the folks at Mark to deal with the scourge of alcoholism and drug addiction. And we're going to find out more about the great work of Mark after we find out who sponsors Radio Rotary this week. So stay tuned.
Hi, This is Beth Jones of Third Eye Associates Limited, providing life planning, financial transition planning, and wealth management strategies to help you integrate your life and your money. We are a fee-only registered investment advisory firm with offices in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Red Hook, New York. Contact us to see how you can put Third Eye to work for you, thirdeyeassociates.com, or call us at 845-752-2216.
Hi, I'm Krista Hines, Executive Director of Hudson River Housing, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping communities in the Mid-Hudson Valley thrive. We believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to live in safe and affordable housing. No matter what your housing concern may be, you can count on us for assistance. Maybe you're looking to buy your first home and don't know where to start, or possibly seeking an affordable apartment to rent for you and your family. Or perhaps you found yourself in need of safe and supportive shelter with a compassionate team committed to helping you overcome the challenges of homelessness. We're here to help every step of the way. Please visit us online at hudsonriverhousing.org or call us today at 845-454-5176. Again, that number, 845-454-5176.
You're listening to Magic 92.5 WGHQ, and there's more of this week's Radio Rotary Show coming up.
Hi, I'm Meg Mullins from the Mark Foundation. We raise funds from donations and from events such as our annual luncheon, bowling tournament, and memorial golf outings. We give the money to programs that champion prevention of and recovery from substance misuse. Among our projects are scholarships for therapists, transitions from community housing, and the Dutchess Overdose Awareness Memorial. Visit our website at mark-foundation.org to learn more or to make a donation.
Welcome back to Radio Rotary. This is Jonah Tribois. So with me is Kathy Kruger, our producer, and she's going to introduce our terrific guests. Take it away, Kathy.
We have Mike Carper here today from the Mark Foundation, and he's telling us about the great work that the Mark Foundation is doing to help people who are going through a really tough time. But they're really coming forth, and they're doing a great job of getting people through a really rough time. And so, Mike, tell us about what, just go over again what the Mark Foundation is and what they're doing to get people through crisis and then on back into the community.
Okay, so the Mark Foundation is a charitable foundation whose primary purpose is to raise money to support other organizations' programs to educate, prevent, and help recover from addiction, or as they now call it, substance misuse is now the term that they, and also some of these organizations will also have programs for gambling, for mental illness, whatever. But primarily we're talking about drugs and alcohol. We do not operate any of these things ourselves, but as you mentioned, we support organizations who have halfway houses like the Dowling House and the Bolger House, Florence Manor, the Crisis Center, the Stabilization Center. We sponsor scholarships at St. Joe's House for people to transition out of the house back into the real world where they can get $500 if they meet certain criteria to get a rent deposit or a suit or training. We have an endowment at Dutchess Community College. For anybody who wants to become an alcoholism or drug counselor, they can get a scholarship from that endowment towards that program. So, so that's what we're involved in.
And you have something called sober supported housing too. What is
well,
that?
Almost all of these recipients are in sober housing.
Okay.
So you go away for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days or depend 9 months, whatever. You eventually. In a perfect world, you will now go into transitional housing where you'll be eased back into society. You never know who has family and who doesn't, and who has a job and who doesn't, and all that kind of stuff. So most of all those places, Florence Manor, Bolger House, Dowling,
it's all transitional back into
housing.
Got it.
And if folks want to know more about these various programs, especially how the Mark Foundation supports them, you've got a great website. Give us the website one more time.
So the website is www.mark, that is MARC-foundation.org. Get a pencil. It is Mark, MARC-foundation.org. And I wanted to make one point, hopefully if it's not too corny.
Sure.
So if you're like me, the initial thinking is, here's a person, they have a problem with drugs and alcohol, they complete a program, we're talking about a successful person, and now they're out in the real world, and you made a contribution to the Mark Foundation, and you helped make that happen. Mm-hmm. And that is certainly true. But what is never talked about is that person who is successful, I guarantee you will become one of the best workers, best parents, yes, best whatever, because they're so great. And they will affect the lives, if you go down the chain, of literally hundreds to thousands of other people. You know, so you're not just, while it's one-on-one, and if, like we always say, one person who dies is too many, but that one person who recovers represents literally thousands of people to get hope. Even just telling their story to someone will give somebody hope to get unbeat. So the money works farther than we can imagine.
Oh yeah, we hear it all the time. When I'm helping out the food pantry, you know, you're standing there and you're getting a donation, somebody will come up to you and, you know, give you a $20 bill and say, I use this food pantry, you know. They're always the ones that'll give, you know, exactly, just like you said, because they used it at one point in time, you know, always, always, always. You always pay it forward, you know.
And I'm sure, Mike, you know of success stories that have come out of the various organizations that Mark supports. Without mentioning names, you might be able to share with us some of these success stories.
Well, I mean, you know, countless.
Yeah.
Seriously, I know somebody who went through the program. Started at St. Christopher's, went to St. Joe's upstate, went to the Bolger House, you know, and is now owns his own financial firm where they do wealth management, and he is sought after to the point where he doesn't take new clients, you know. I know people who tried to commit suicide who are now counselors preventing people from committing suicide. Hopefully, I mean, on and on and on. I know there are so many people that you would never know now. In fact, that's the reaction they get if it ever comes up or it comes out. What? You were one of those people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they can't believe it, because they are just pillars of society. I wouldn't be surprised if half the people in your Rotaries might have.
Oh, sure.
Had a problem at one time or another.
Yep. So, we know them.
And you know.
Yeah.
One of the beauties of having somebody like that come back and counsel someone else, whether it's through AA or some other organization, is they can look somebody square in the face and say, listen, I've been there. I've done that.
Absolutely.
I know what you're going through.
Yeah.
Take a look at me. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. You can too. So, Mike, if I gave you a magic wand and unlimited funding, what would you like to see happen in the addiction recovery world?
I'd like to see... I'd like to see red tape, well-intentioned red tape and regulations managed by somebody with common sense and not fear of liability.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to see programs that now house 18, house 180, you know, and I'd like to be in a position to not have to beg if that's
right.
Not too
rude. Wouldn't that be something?
You know, the best problem you could have is, what are we going to spend the money on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And in the minute we have left, I want you to invite everybody to your luncheon, your golf tournament, and your bowling tournament, and give that website one more time.
So please come to www.mark-foundation.org. Check us out on the information button and sign up for our luncheon on May 18th, our bowling tournament on June 11th, and our annual day of golf on August 18th. Visit the Overdose Memorial. Even if you don't know someone who may have OD'd or committed suicide, just go there to be inspired, you know, and if you'd like, you can also buy a brick and somebody, I mean, I bought bricks in memory of my parents there. My parents did not have any problem,
right?
But it was just somebody I loved, you know, who cared about other people. That's why I bought the bricks in their name. So, I guess I don't know what else I could say.
Well, Mike, thank you very much for everything you're doing.
Yes.
For those who are afflicted by addiction through the Mark Foundation. And thanks for joining us once again on Radio Rotary.
Well, thanks for having me. And have a great summer coming up. Or spring. Is spring coming?
Yes.
I don't know what's
spring
coming.
Spring. Yes, yes.
Spring is sprung.
Spring this week. Spring has sprung this week, yes.
And
thank
Kathy,
you for all you do.
Who keeps a smile on our face for spring and all through the year by sponsoring Radio Rotary?
Well, we are sponsored by Mental Health America of Dutchess County and the Mark Foundation, Norman Staffing, Hudson River Housing, and by the Rotary Clubs of New Paltz, Patterson, Pearl River, Pleasant Valley, Poughkeepsie, Arlington, Ramapo Valley, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, Southern Ulster, Suffern, Wallkill East, Wappinger Falls, and Warwick Valley, New York.
For the entire Radio Rotary team, my co-host Sarah O'Connell-Clater will be back with us next week. Our producer, Kathy Kruger, and our production director, Randy Turner. This is Jonah Treboise, thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next week at this very same time for another edition of Radio Rotary. And don't forget our website, RadioRotaryNow.org.